call me stupid.
Okay.
And you can call me stupid, and you, well, you and your ruffian friends used to play tricks on me and never treated me nice.
Listen, I never had any ruffian friends.
You had ruffian.
We
my
never.
Brother had ruffian friends. They used to come over to my house and say, "Hi there, I'm a ruffian friend of your brother." You know what they told me to do?
We were giving you good advice.
You weren't giving me good advice.
Direction. That's all you needed was a little direction.
Good direction.
We
huh?
tried to give you.
You know what they made me? They gave me direction. They said they told me to trade my bubble gum and chew the trading cards.
We never did that.
Yes, you did.
No, we didn't.
I ruined the whole 1949 St. Louis Cardinals.
Now, that is not the truth. We never did anything like that. I treated you as good as any brother could treat his brother. I gave you my toys when I didn't want them anymore. I did everything for you.
You were evil, mean, and wicked, and bad, and nasty.
What was it?
You tried to set yourself up as a super sibling.
I don't know why you're talking like
that. My mom never hardly ever liked me at all, and always liked my brother, and they gave me some Lincoln logs to build little cabins.
I gave you those Lincoln logs, and they...
Yeah, but you had termites in them.
I didn't.
And I called the exterminator.
Yeah.
And mom smacked me right in. What do you need a exterminator for? I said, well, my brother, super sibling Dickie, put termites in my Lincoln logs. You did so.
I did not.
You did so.
You're just making everything up, and I don't appreciate it.
A little parakeet flew in our window.
Yeah, I remember that. A little parakeet.
You didn't do anything to help that.
Well, why didn't you? You saw him. You could have helped him.
No, I couldn't. That parakeet, my mom was making some hot chocolate. They had a whole pot of boiling hot milk.
A pot of hot milk, yeah.
Hot milk there, and you didn't help that parakeet.
You were closer. Why didn't you help?
I couldn't say anything. I had those trading cards in my mouth. And that parakeet flew right into that boiling milk, and I don't like cream of asparakeet.
Hey, that's a pun, isn't it?
No, that really happened.
Now that is enough. I don't want to hear
anything. And mom made me eat it!
Now get out of here. She did not. How was it?
Tasted like... tasted like a cream of asparagus.
Yeah,
not something you want to have every night. I'd like to do a recitation showing the depths of a well, the depth of the ocean. How high is the sky? I don't know.
All right, you want to do a recitation?
I would like to share with you a recitation. As each man is a castle in the world, each man's deepest emotions are hidden beneath the boiling blood of his veins and the soul of his heart. I unburden and take the shackles off and take the tents down and clean the cages. I'd like to share with you.
My brother would like to share with you a poem that he's written. It's a recitation. He's written, I mentioned he's written numerous poems. I never thought it would come to this.
It's a poem of love, Dickie.
It's a poem of love. It should be very funny, so.
There's a serious poem of love.
I want you all to pay strict attention so we could all laugh together at the end of it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing.
When you think of it.
Shut up! I share poems of love.
All right. I'm giving you a chance.
I bear my soul.
Just shush. I'm giving you a chance. May we have ballad lights, please?
I'm going to be sorry you ever say anything about it. Maestro music. Music, maestro. You love me for loving you, and you are you because I do. And I love you for loving me, and I am me because of you. So much with us in love are we, so much in love with us are we. You kiss me for kissing you, and you are you because I do. And I kiss you for kissing me, and I am me because of you. So much with us in love are we, You could kiss you and I could kiss me. How about that?
We'd like to do a blues song for you now. It's a very beautiful song, we think, and it's brand new for us. Long Time Blues.
I got the long time blues, baby, long green.
Yeah, I swing a little bit.
Long time blues is a hard way down. Sitting by the window, waiting for the dawn, waiting for a girl, a long time gone, a long time gone, is a lonesome sound, long time loses our way down, long time. Walking by the river, walking in the rain, down by the depot, waiting for the train. Long time gone is the evening train. Long time blues is an aching pain. Long time blues is an aching pain. Sitting by the window, singing this song, waiting for a girl, long time gone, long time gone, is a silent sound, long time blues is a hard way down.
We'd like to do a song now about another man who had a very special talent. This man couldn't dance, and he wasn't any John Henry. He wasn't a great athlete or a great scholar. But he loved Mother Nature, and he loved the flowers that she grew. And he couldn't go anywhere without at least seeing some sort of a flower. He loved the smell and the look and the simple simplicity and beauty of the flowers.
Everywhere he went, he loved flowers.
That's right.
He liked the simple look. He would drink flowers.
He wanted flowers.
He'd come up and he would drink flowers. He would take a flower and he would cut the flower. Snip goes the snippers as he snipped the flower. And then he would drink the flower.
That's right. He would drink in the beauty and the aroma of all the flowers.
No, he actually drank the flower.
You can't drink a solid, Tommy.
He drank flowers.
Okay. This young man, he used to go around drinking flowers.
You can't and drink flowers, Dickie. They're solid.
But that's not all. He loved everything that nature grew. He loved the trees, the tall redwoods of California. loves the elms, the evergreens, everything.
There's a poem about trees.
I know there's a poem, but you wouldn't know it.
I know that.
Listen, you don't know any poetry because you have no poetic beauty.
Yes, I do.
Poetry's too deep for you, Tommy. You don't understand.
Yes, I know a poem about trees. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree whose long green mouth is pressed against theirs breast. Oh, little tree who's hungry, growing tall, gain nourishment from the earth. Well, when you press the bottom, the root parts in the ground, then you grow tall and straight. I made some of that up.
Yeah. But anyway, this young man, he really did love his flowers, and this is a song about a flower he always took with him.
Everywhere
he went, he had to have this flower with him, isn't
that
right?
That's right. Everywhere this man went, he had a flower with him, no matter where'er he go. whence his wandering feet take him, he knoweth not whence, as the wanderlust where he gets goeth. By happen chance. I've got a daisy on my toe. It is not real. It does not grow. It's just a tattoo of a flower. So I look neat taking a shower. It's on the second toe of my left foot, a stem and flower, but there's no root, because that wouldn't look good. A pretty daisy on my toe, my right foot lost, my left foot sore.
Do you know Santa Claus?
I know more about Santa Claus than you do. Have you ever seen Santa Claus's wife?
Well, I don't know. He's married.
No, you have never seen it. He's not married.
Oh,
he doesn't
too.
Have a wife. You've never seen his wife?
No, I haven't seen his wife.
He lives up in the North Pole. Santa Claus does all by himself. A lot of little elves running around helping him.
Oh, ho, little elf, like a little piece of candy.
Hey, you stop that.
He's a dirty old man.
He is not. There's a song we have about a man who was a child prodigy, like John Henry was with a hammer. Well, this man was with the dance. He was a wonderful dancer. He was just a little boy. He was waltzing all around, and he grew to be the world's greatest waltzer, but he was very, very unhappy about it because, well, no one would dance with him. Isn't that right, Tommy?
That's right.
He was too good of a dancer for them, and they didn't like to dance with him.
Because he was a perfect waltzer.
He was so lonesome, and this is a song about Jonathan W. Astor. That was his name, a great dancer. And this is how he found a little bit of happiness.
Jonathan W. Astor was a master dancing man. He danced the day that he was born. His parents thought him grand. The tango and the samba he did with great alarm. But most he liked to dance the waltz until the break of dawn. I like the waltz, it has its faults. For there are some dances more fancy. I like the waltz simply because it makes me feel so dancey. One day he got an invitation to a ballroom dance, and he decided to accept, for he might get a chance to dance with lovely ladies with perfume in their hair, or even fat and ugly ones. He really didn't care. But At the ball, the same old story made his evening grim. He was a perfectionist and none would dance with him. So he thought he'd just go home and turn his radio on. But in the hall he found a girl waltzing all alone.
I like the waltz, it has its faults. It's not much fun unless danced by two. I wish I knew somebody who would waltz with me. I'm so blue Danube.
Thank you. Dum, dum, dum. She was dancing by herself there in a little nook. He quietly went to where she was to get a better look. She was a little different than either you or me. For she did not have two good legs, she had one, two, three.
I like the waltz, I have my faults. I have three legs, but I'm in good health. I like the waltz, simply because I have to dance all by myself.
First the right foot, then the right foot, then the left foot, and then I repeat.
I make no mistakes, I've got what it takes.
1, 2, 3 feet for waltzing is neat. 1, 2, 3 feet. Dum, dum, dum. Jonathan W. asked her if she'd like to dance, and she answered, yether. And they began to waltz in a most peculiar way. She had three legs, he had two, and those who saw did say,
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
They like the waltz, they have their fault, but who's to blame? We can't decide, maybe it's him, maybe it's her, but it is them, that's for darn sure.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Hey, lady.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, lady.
Yeah?
Anybody tell you dance like you got two left feet?
Not two right feet. I reminisce throughout the years. And there are certain things that really stand out in my mind. And one of the things that's most important that I remember is about my brother Dickie Smothers, my younger sibling, when he got married, because that was a kind of like an important time, 1959, my brother got married, October 31st, which is Halloween. But that doesn't have anything to do about when he got married. But you ought to see his wife. But she's a good dancer, and it was a Saturday afternoon. This is true.
He's got his advantages,
but it was a Saturday afternoon wedding, and I remember it was a 2 o'clock wedding, and at about 12 o'clock, all the guys in my fraternity, you know, we all piled in the car, all three of us, and we bad rush that year. My brother told me 6 weeks before he's gonna get married, he said, "Hey Tom, I'm gonna get married in 6 weeks." And because I'm his only brother, I kept asking him if I could be the best man. Remember how I kept asking?
I kept asking
my brother, because I was his only brother, that if I could be best man at his wedding, and my brother wouldn't let me. I said,
"I didn't say you couldn't be best man."
Yes, you did.
I didn't say I wouldn't let you be best man. You asked me a lot.
You said I did not.
You said I couldn't be best man.
I did not, Howard. Lower your voice. Lower your voice.
You said that I couldn't be best man.
I had to ask Mom. And Mom said I could, and the day of the wedding, because I was best man, you know, it was a pretty exciting day, and it was Saturday. It was a 2 o'clock wedding, and I remember around 12
o'clock. It was very tense. But, you know, when you're married, you're very nervous and everything.
And I was even nervous, and I wasn't getting married. And after the actual ceremony was over, everybody relaxed. We all went up to the conception, had a big time up there.
Reception. He meant reception. Really, reception. It was... It was just an ordinary reception.
I must have gone in the wrong room.